This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
They call Richard Snowden a traitor. He's now been proven right that he did go and try to, and others went and tried to leak info. Army just popped my ear, CJ. Edward Snowden, yeah. I didn't hear him. I'm teleprompter free here. The point is, Edward Snowden, of course, has been proven correct when he said, look, other whistleblowers went through, and then they got persecuted when they went through Congress or went to the Attorney General's office. Well, they call him a traitor. The Clintons, on record, gave missile secrets, reentry secrets, so that the Chinese missiles could get off the ground, get into orbit, and hit the United States or Europe. And nobody got in trouble because Ken Starr went after sex and stuff, and now Ken Starr is a big Clinton worshiper. He always was. Let's go back to Larry Nichols, the moral of what's coming out, and the Chi-Com connection to the Clintons. Larry?
Well, you know, Alex, one thing people need to understand, because of Bill Clinton and the work he did with the communist Chinese, and I repeat, communist Chinese government, you may not know this, folks, but our most sophisticated jet fighter, the F-18, fly-by-wire, the computer, the onboard computer that controls that jet, was turned over during Bill Clinton's administration. He gave to the Chinese the rights to manufacture that computer. Now, Alex, I got to ask you, with the potential of China becoming an enemy of this country, if they're not already,
what are
you talking about, really? Then you tell me, do you believe they didn't build a back door into those computers, into our jets? Do you not believe that they can push a button and every one of our jets are disengaged? Bill Clinton did that.
That's how we've been set up. And by the way, I know the guy that helped design that computer, the head of the project, Mike Judge, who went on to do all the big TV shows. But that's just amazing.
It is. And then when you deal with North Korea, do you know where they got the miniaturization technology to be able to put a nuke, to miniaturize a nuke? Now, they haven't built a missile yet to carry it, but the miniaturization system they got from the Clinton administration.
They allowed Laurel and Hughes to transfer the reentry devices as well.
They did indeed. So, folks, when you think of the Clintons, I'm not here just talking about girly issues. Hey, guys, the girly issues was just a vehicle I had to use in that day and time to cut through the media and get something to get it out. The girl stuff was nothing. Yes, he was a womanizer. Yes, he was a sexual deviant. Yes, he did those things to Kathleen and Broderick. Yes, he did. And, you know, it's kind of funny right now. You've got, what's the comedian's name, being... He's going to have to go to trial.
Bill Cosby.
Cosby for molesting, you know, these women. Well, what do you think Clinton did? But instead of going on trial, they're running for president. And if you think, well, let's separate Hillary from Bill. That was all Bill. No. No, folks. Hillary ran. This is coming out in the Inquirer. I know that sounds crazy, but it's coming out in the Inquirer. Hillary led the bimbo eruption.
Well, she's on record that she honchoed that. You and others proved it. Now it's just all coming back, and I don't want it to be discussed. And Donald Trump and everybody else isn't shutting up. Our audience isn't shutting up, and they can't stop us all in 60 seconds. How do you expect they'll strike back? I'm afraid they'll kill Trump.
I don't think they will start out killing him. They still have the power of the media, Alex. And they're going to hit. Remember, they're not bound with the media by the truth. We are. I mean, we have to be able to verify what we say, and they still say we're nuts and crazy. But they're not bound by that. So they can make allegation after allegation against Trump, whether it be true or not, most of it not, and they will have billions of dollars in free media spreading the word. They're going to start out destroying Trump. Now, before I go, folks, I don't know what the name of it is with your company, Alex, but they better get your storable foods now.
Well, I know the economy is in trouble, and I know I'm getting more prepared, and that's what helps fund our operation, so it's a win-win. You can't lose. It's insurance you can eat. InfoWars Select, InfoWarsSelect.com. Thank you, Larry. We'll talk to you again next week as this unfolds. God bless. Roger Stone, straight ahead.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Beside the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous. And now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 40 minutes or so, Roger Stone, who the New York Times has done a cover story on, we're going to be breaking some of that down, is joining us to talk about campaign 2016. Since Trump has defended himself when they made a bunch of lies about him in the New York Times a few weeks ago and come out against the Clintons for the reports of rape and settling those charges, and since he's come out and now talked about Vince Foster, the Clintons' numbers are collapsing multi-points every week, with Trump now going way into the lead, and that's even with polls that I think are being spun. The power structure is literally soiling itself right now. So I want to talk about that with Mr. Stone and see how much he can, you know, get into in all this and briefing you without giving up too much inside strategy, but it's very, very exciting. And it is pure populism. This is the collapse of the establishment media, the collapse of their disinformation, the collapse of their ability to sell hoaxes. This is a very important time in American history, and Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States if they don't assassinate him or something else like that happens, or they don't just openly steal the election. The Democrats are in panic. Clinton says just sit back and relax, I guess, like he'd say when he would rape women. That's in the news. I cannot tell you what an incredible time it is to be alive. We've at least found our fighting spirit. The sleeping giant is awakening. Now, I want to talk about strategy, the latest, what's coming with Mr. Stone. And I'm going to get tough with him because I respect him and he always gives us straight answers. But sometimes, you know, he just says, I'm not going to comment. Either tells us the truth or he doesn't comment. I want to know, because meeting with Kissinger, I get he says he'd meet with Kim Jong-un. I mean, he'd meet with anybody powerful and prominent. As long as he doesn't agree with them, like Haas a few months ago, and then Haas came out and attacked him a week later, the head of the CFR, that's a good sign. I'm seeing nationalism. I'm seeing him go up against political correctness. I'm seeing him expose the crimes of the Clintons. I'm seeing him double down on the Second Amendment. So I'm seeing everything I want when it comes to policies and rhetoric. I've met with globalists. I've met with people before, off record as a journalist, and then as long as what they're doing isn't criminal, I don't break that confidence. That's how you learn things. But VP for me, and I'm going to ask Mr. Stone this, I think it's the litmus test. And I'm really upset about Newt Gingrich cozying up the globalist and all the rest of it. Even if he says nice things about Trump, that guy is hooked in with the globalist big time. I think they try to assassinate Trump, quite frankly, if they put someone in like Gingrich. I mean, I'm serious. We saw what they did with Reagan. He's another George Herbert Walker Bush, in my view. So who are we looking at? Who are some of the people? And does Stone agree with that? He joins us now. I'm going to try to shut up and give him the floor to cover the waterfront. Roger Stone of thestonezone.com. You notice his The Clinton's War on Women by Skyhorse, a bestseller. We sell it in InfoWarsStore.com. You get it at stonezone.com or Amazon or bookstores everywhere. Notice this is kind of a blueprint now. We had Larry Nichols on, who released a lot of this 20-something years ago, saying Stone's the man to talk to. The Inquirer's coming out next week. So we're really seeing the response to the Clinton's dastardly statement, trying to imply to the New York Times that Trump had done something wrong. Those women have said they never said any of this. Just like the hoax of the rape case, it's all bull. But you will see more hoaxes. Mr. Stone, am I right?
Alex, first of all, it's great to be back with you. And as I've said many times on this program, the views expressed are strictly mine. But I think you're absolutely right that we are at an exciting time in American politics. We are on the cusp of taking our country back. And it has taken someone from outside the realm of politics, from outside the realm of the two-party duopoly, somebody who, in my opinion, is a giant when it comes to communications. I also agree with you that the vice presidential pick is going to be the litmus test as to whether the globalists can co-opt Donald Trump the way, to some extent, they co-opted Ronald Reagan. Kind of reminds me of a story that from the 1980 campaign, when Ronald Reagan had clinched the Republican nomination, and we were headed out to Greenwich, Connecticut for a campaign event. But before we did the event, Reagan had a private, off-the-record sit-down with Henry Kissinger. Now, Kissinger had opposed Reagan's nomination, Kissinger was not a Reagan fan, but more importantly, Reagan was not a fan of détente. Reagan believed that we had to overpower and shut the Soviet Union's war machine down rather than coexist with it. So the men never agreed. They met privately. I was obviously not in the room. It was just Governor Reagan, Dr. Kissinger. When he emerged from the meeting 45 minutes later and he got back in the car, I said, "Well, Governor, how was your meeting with Dr. Kissinger?" He just shook his head and he said, "God, the guy smelled like garlic. It was awful." So I think you have a very analogous situation here. I've known Trump 30 years. His ideas, whether it is NATO or whether it is our fiscal situation or if it is, or it is our ridiculous trade policy, these are our hard-formed personal views that no one is going to change. Not Dr. Kissinger, not the Council on Foreign Relations, not the elites of the Republican Party. So when it comes to the question of the vice presidency, I must tell you, I put my complete and total faith in Donald J. Trump. You're going to hear names on the short list here that, in my opinion, are probably not really under consideration. Names put there for the point of party unity. Names put there to create a smokescreen so that Mr. Trump can have some suspense at the convention, but I would predict this. The nominee will be a nationalist, not a globalist. The nominee will be somebody who shares Donald Trump's views on a broad cross-section of issues. Now, he has, as you know, thrown out some names and talked about a short list and a vetting process. But at the end of the day, there's only one man on the planet who knows what Trump is going to do, and that's Trump. This process is not being managed by his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. It is not being managed by the very able lawyer that he's brought in to assist in the vetting, A.B. Culverhouse, who I know well from the Reagan administration, a good man, a patriot. But at the end of the day, only one man's going to make this choice, and I put my full faith in Donald Trump.
That's exciting. It's also common sense. If he's a nationalist, peace through strength, a patriot, a constitutionalist, and a free marketer, Trump is going to end up picking somebody that's similar to him or almost exactly like him because he doesn't really like to, you know, compromise on base values. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I've heard from some other little birds and things, the same thing that you talked about with me this morning. Nothing secret you told me or anything, but that there's some folks that are excited that there's a very short list and they're all pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean, he met with Senator Corker yesterday. I don't know that that has any particular significance. My understanding was that Corker asked for the meeting. He is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. As you know, he was very warm about Donald Trump's foreign policy speech several weeks ago. There's obviously some pressure from some of the party people to take John Kasich on the argument that he would bring you on Ohio. Just my opinion, I think that is unlikely. Never saw any chemistry between he and Donald Trump. Marco Rubio, in my opinion, is not a finisher in this process. Not the right man either. There is, of course, some discussion of a woman. Governor Suzanne Martinez of New Mexico, also someone I think many people have overlooked, Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, a very distinguished U.S. senator, the daughter of former Governor Arch Moore, a nationalist, a fine woman, be an excellent choice. You know, there's a lot of people I think that are being looked at who may not be in the newspapers, but only one man knows. So I just want to reassure those in your audience who see some of these globalists and have their names tossed around, I'm not afraid. I think at the end of the day, Donald Trump will make the right choice.
All I know is his actions, he's only turning up the heat on the globalists. He's doing exactly what the mainstream media tells him not to. They are acting really scared now.
No, I think they're in high panic mode because the multi-million dollar negative TV ads didn't work during the primaries. The hatchet job by the New York Times about his behavior with women in the 70s and 80s, in my opinion, just set the standard. Now we have to review Bill Clinton's attitude and treatment of women in the 70s and 80s. And that's an ugly, ugly story. I saw this again with Chris Cuomo and Michael Cohen on CNN. This is not about expression.
Well, Roger Stone, stay there. It's just miraculous. You write this book 6 months ago, and you're Trump's confidant, and now like your book seems to be the whole attack pattern back at the Clintons. Wow, it's amazing. The book's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger Stone's our guest. We'll be right back with more Inside Baseball.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie Delta November NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone, the consummate political insider from the Republican Party, the last 15 years exposing the establishment and their crimes in a really valiant way, and 40-plus year friend of Donald Trump, best-selling author. And we've got New York Times article here, as Trump and Clinton clash, this is in the front of the paper, two operatives duke it out in their shadows. And you learn a lot from this. I tell you, we are inside their heads. They are panicked, as you just said earlier. I want to talk about some of these reportedly fake super PACs out there trying to glom away support as well. What he expects the Clintons to do next. And since he's with us for the full hour, he said he can do that. We'll take some calls the last 15 minutes for your wild card questions. Quick questions for Roger Stone. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Roger, this is a short segment, so I'm going to try to get right back to you. Where do you want to start? This New York Times piece or just the boldness of Trump, the courage of Trump? I mean, I'm not trying to kiss his butt here. He knows he's a savvy guy. He's in danger. I mean, he is. I've never seen anything like this in modern politics, not bowing. This guy is a brawler. He is a street fighter. I really like what I'm seeing.
In a crusade to save the country. He doesn't need the presidency to validate himself. He doesn't need the presidency to be a success. He's already a massive success. He's probably the best known businessman on the planet. He's built a $10 billion plus personal fortune. So he's doing this not for himself, but for his country. He hasn't seen a golf course in months. He has really worked extremely hard to build what I think is a juggernaut. I think I may have said it on this very program. Stepping in front of the Trump movement is going to be like stepping in front of a moving freight train. This is all coming. And as you correctly point out, it's only June, essentially, and the polls are showing him either in a dead heat or slightly behind or slightly ahead of Hillary. That is unthinkable. We've been told for how many months Trump can't win. Trump's the weakest candidate. Trump will get slaughtered by Hillary. Of course, all of that is false. The only thing predictable about Donald Trump is that he's entirely unpredictable. And that is what has the Clintons flummoxed.
I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but, I mean, the New York Times, everybody's figured out that you're one of the most influential people in there. Yes, we know Trump makes the final decision. We've got that. But, I mean, so much of what you say and do, we end up seeing Trump saying and doing. Like, look for him to come out against the Federal Reserve. That was a week later. I mean, countless times. I know he has his own ideas about this, criticized the Fed on his own before. But, I mean, he's obviously listened to you a lot. He's reading your book. And they figured it out. I'm kind of worried about you, my friend. What do you make of this article putting you up against Brock?
Well, first of all, as I've said, nobody puts words in Donald Trump's mouth. I'm honored that he has seen my book. I'm honored that he is using some of the themes, but he's very much his own man. This story was interesting. I, of course, knew David Brock in Washington when he was a conservative, when he wrote some of the groundbreaking early exposés on the corruption of the Clintons in Arkansas. He's a very charming, very intelligent, very dastardly guy. He's gone over to the dark side. It's very sad. I presume he's done it for the money. And the Soros bankroll will always be larger than what we have to spend. But I think that the Clintons and their operatives like Brock are practicing a strategy of suppression. That's because it worked before. It worked in the 80s. Put the pressure on CBS, NBC.
We have that. Well, Matt Daly sued and got thousands of pages of documents from the Clinton Foundation. It was call anybody conspiracy theorist, shut down new media, including the left, be anti-free speech. I mean, we have these people.
Yes. The problem is that the toothpaste is out of the tube. No longer do the three networks and a couple major national newspapers have a monopoly on information. So therefore, if CNN doesn't cover it, Infowars.com will, and you are reaching, as they are, you're probably reaching more people than they are, but you're reaching
drudges. We're reaching probably 5-6 million people a week that are American consistently, tens of millions tuned through it, millions worldwide, but I mean, it's certainly challenging, and then we're just one piece of a larger constellation.
Well, but whether it is the Drudge Report or Breitbart or the Daily Caller or Infowars or Town Hall or a dozen other sites.
Pandora's box is open.
That's exactly right. And not only that, but these brave and courageous women like Juanita Broderick, someone that I admire very much, who chooses her words carefully and has only spoken out when it's important, but she has important things to say. Kathleen Willey, groped in the White House by Bill Clinton when she went to him for help. Paula Jones, who Bill Clinton exposed himself to and demanded oral sex in an Arkansas hotel room. These women were suppressed before. They will not be suppressed now. And there's dozens of more right behind them. They're going to have their day. They're going to have their say. Now, the Clintons can choose to deny the charges, or they can respond to them. Let's hear.
Stay there, Roger. Your sky's breaking up just a bit. It's been crystal clear so far today. Love that new setup you've got. We'll be right back with Roger Stone in HD video if you're an InfoWars viewer at InfoWars.com/show. We're on stations across this country. They're trying to suppress this information. I know you understand that, so please spread it to everybody. They do not want this signal getting out. You are the amplifier, listeners.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And, of course, we are joined by Roger Stone, and he's going to be here with us until the end of the hour. Then we have Paul Joseph Watson from London taking over. I'm not going to belabor this, but we sell things that everybody needs. Non-GMO, heirloom seeds, the lowest prices, the biggest selection you're going to find anywhere. We got like 20 top brands now, certified, super high quality, from fruit trees down to tobacco to watermelons to squash to apples. I mean, it's just all there. You name it, we've got it. Great thing to do with your family. Great thing to do, especially if you live in a rural area, but also in the city. great thing to get the kids involved with, you know, just have them watch TV all day. We've got water filtration systems, the very best, seven or eight brands that have been certified, tested, and cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, all of it, one of the biggest health things you can do. Plus, it makes the water taste better. We have the best water pitchers. We have the best shower filters, four-stage filters with fast flow, ProPure, ProMax. The Alexa Pures are excellent. We have the Survival Spring straws, the Life straws that are you know, good for out in the field. We have water bottles that do it, just all the best, highest rated. And then we're one of the biggest sellers of all these products in the world because we have such low prices on them. 10% off with promo code WATER, they're already super low price. Stop drinking the garbage in the tap water or even well water. Most areas is contaminated. And support the broadcast. Get a great deal at the same time. Your kidneys, your bladder will thank you. That stuff causes cancer that's in the water. Just look it up for yourself. The glyphosate especially just grows estrogen-based tumors on record. Breast cancer is up multi-thousand percentage points. They admit it's just growing. They're estrogen-based tumors. You need to filter your water, folks. Infowarsstore.com. X2 is the good halogen. If you don't have it, the bad halogens fill up your glands. You don't operate right. You shut down. It's just horrible. The good halogen blocks those, fills up your thyroid, other glands. It's just been a miracle in my life the last 3 or 4 years. I've lost so much weight. I'm so much healthier. And X2 is one of the biggest reasons for that. Anthroplex is basically the dry, organic version of Supermale Vitality. It's a little less expensive. We've got it. Supermale and female are sold out. They all blow you away. I turn into a raging maniac, quite frankly, when I take Anthroplex with Supermale, but I'm already a type A personality. So just talk to your doctor before you take it. This is all legal and awful stuff, but it's real. It's not placebo. It's not games. It's not jokes. We're going to sell hardcore stuff, and Anthroplex is hardcore, okay, period. So it's InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for the free newsletter, and you'll get all the books, links, videos, my e-books, films, special reports, and a lot of big discount promo codes sent to your email. And as more censorship kicks in, it's more and more important that we be able to contact you. So InfoWars.com/newsletter. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more and 10% off additionally any other discounts when you also sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free. They can help you as well. Operators are right here in the same building, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. They're here in the building until 7 o'clock every night. Then it's an answering service we've had for 20 years. They're excellent as well. They can take your orders. Okay, I'm done ranting, but that's how we fund this operation, and we sell products at low prices you need. Roger Stone is our guest, StoneZone.com. He sells the two books, Bush Crime Family and, of course, The Clinton's War on Women. These are now the definitive books. I'm an expert on both areas. The books go together to understand how the world works. You may think you already know all this, but you don't. Top experts have read these and say it takes you to a new level because of Stone's governmental connections and others. It is amazing. A perfect five-star rating at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, continuing with that, it's great to give to friends and family and neighbors, and we have polls out in London Guardian articles. Women are turning against them. I've got another article on InfoWars.com. Millennials are turning from Clinton and even Sanders to Trump. So people are really sick of the social justice warriors and do what I say or you're racist garbage. And I'm telling you, the Trump phenomenon is spectacular, and it's only a manifestation of the overall awakening. That's why we don't lose either way. This is exciting. Getting back to Roger Stone, Roger, again, amazing times. I want to get into Brock. I want to get into new attacks, but you've got the floor here for 10 minutes before we go to calls. What else is front and center? What else should we be watching? What's the next attack? You told us months before what the new attack will be. What do you expect? What do we do?
Well, I think I'll let you just put your finger on it. I have a granddaughter who is in college now, and I know that she and all of her friends are deeply concerned about the issue of sexual assault and rape on the campuses. I think this is a particularly sensitive issue with millennial women, girls, who many of whom will be voting for the first time. And I've always thought this was Hillary Clinton's greatest single vulnerability. Now, the mainstream media, Chris Cuomo and CNN and others, would like this discussion to be about marital infidelity or adultery or girlfriends, but it's a much more troubling issue, sexual assault and rape. Bill Clinton is a Bill Cosby-style sexual predator. But what Hillary has done is even worse, because it is Hillary Clinton who has intimidated and bullied and threatened Bill Clinton's victims, either intimidated them so they wouldn't respond to subpoenas, as in the case of Kathleen Willey, or intimidating them so they wouldn't go public with the media. And that abuse of women, I think, is going to be explosive on the campuses. That is the narrative that the Clintons fear. Now, in some cases, for example, the case of Juanita Broderick, Hillary did the intimidation herself, squeezing her hand tight, looking her into her eyes and saying, "We appreciate everything you're doing for Bill." In other cases, of course, Hillary would hire heavy-handed private detectives like Jack Palladino or Anthony Pelicano to terrorize these women, kill their pets, threaten their children, smash their windshields, slash their tires, ransack their homes repeatedly. These are the Gestapo tactics of the Clintons. And all bets are now off because Hillary has chosen to get back into the ring rather than ride off into the sunset with their stolen money and their fame and their prominence. Their insatiable desire for power and money has gotten the best of them. And therefore, I think it's all back on the table. Vince Foster, Travelgate, the selling of pardons to the international financier Mark Rich, the way the Clintons stole the furniture and the silver when they left the White House.
What's old's new, the communist Chinese generals, the missile secrets.
Selling our military secrets to the Chinese, Chinese funny money. It's all back on the table. I think because none of these things came up 8 years ago within the context of the Democratic primaries, perhaps Hillary thought the statute of limitations had run, or perhaps she thought that the mainstream media would never cover these things. Well, Donald Trump understands all of this, and in his own time frame, and based on his own judgment, he is going to expose the Clintons from top to bottom.
Well, you said this a year ago to me, and I tentatively believed you, but I had to wait and see. It's all come true, and I just am so glad I've been in supporting Trump, very, very proud of the fact that he's for real, and I'm just on the edge of my seat, quite frankly. This is so epic and so amazing. Speaking of censorship, Gestapo tactics, just 6 months ago, we were talking about the censorship increasing on Facebook. We were getting notices from them. The media would just say, "You're a conspiracy theorist," even though we had the notices telling us we were suspended and things. Drudge picked it up. The new independent, true liberal media, that just means freedom, they stole the language, folks. We hammered it. Now there's a Senate investigation. They've had to admit they did it. They blamed it on low-level employees. Their own whistleblowers say, no, it's from the top. Obviously, it's from the top. And Glenn Beck, I don't want to spend time on him, but every time I talk about it, it's all over the news. So I'm glad to be able to, you know, at least say this is the archetype of a Benedict Arnold, how he's uncloaked running to Zuckerberg. He came out and said, there is no censorship. They're not doing anything wrong. Conservatives are dumb and don't know how to use Facebook, while Facebook is admitting they've done it. That is unprecedented. Are they blackmailing him, or what is his problem? Doesn't he even get the optics? I mean, even a sociopath wouldn't act like this. He's self-immolating, or is that wrong?
Well, I've had the exact same experience that you have, Alex. Facebook has systematically closed down some of my sites when I try to disseminate the truth about Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton, who I like to refer to as the grifters. So I've had the exact same experience, and I think it is chilling. Look, I've always had a good relationship with Glenn Beck, and he has been generous in his discussion of my books. So I don't know what's happened to him. He seemed to go off the edge when Donald Trump took off as a candidate. I figured that perhaps he'd sold his soul to Ted Cruz and his backers financially, because I'm not sure his communications model at the Blaze is working the way, say, InfoWars works or some of the other successful right-of-center operations. But I'll tell you what I do want to hit today because it's important. And that is I want to warn all of your viewers and listeners about something called Great America PAC.
Oh, you talked about this, and Trump's tweeted about it, and he said this isn't me, and they don't. I'm glad you raised that, because WorldNet Daily's exposed that, right, Dr. Corsi?
There's a major story on WorldNet Daily today by the great Jerry Corsi. It's been exposed in the New York Times in a piece by Maggie Haberman, Boone Pickens, The Texas oil billionaire recently withdrew from a fundraiser. This fellow, Ed Rollins, who wears this Reagan credential on his sleeve, works by day at Teneo. Teneo is the Clinton-connected lobbying firm run by Bill Clinton's former running buddy and chief of staff, Doug Band.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton has made millions out of Teneo. So I think that this is I think Rollins is a saboteur. There was a fellow named Dean on Fox Business News this morning. He's their new finance chairman. He neglected to tell us that as Ben Carson's finance chairman, he spent $4.2 million to raise $5.5 million.
Wow.
Folks, if you want to help Donald Trump and you want to give, go to the official Trump for President website. Even though he is not soliciting funds, there is a link there where you can contribute voluntarily. That's where you should put your money.
Roger Stone, let me raise this here because, look, I know he said the primary, I'm not going to take big money. I get all that, but I want to beat Hillary. I mean, she's going to raise billions. As long as he says, I'm going to follow the Constitution, your money means nothing, it means you're supporting me. That's what it should be. Hey, I'm going to follow the Constitution. If you like that, give me money. And then I don't care if he has PACs that gets money. I really think he's at a disadvantage. I know he said he wouldn't do it early on, but now we're in the general election. I mean, am I wrong to say he needs to go ahead and spread his wings and try to get as much money as possible?
Hey, look, Alex, he would be a fool to unilaterally disarm. Money is still the mother's milk of American politics.
It's a weapon. You know? I need it to operate. It'd be crazy if I didn't do that.
Exactly. Plus, I think he's smart enough to know that the Wall Street, K Street types are going to have their CYA money. Why shouldn't he take it? The point is, I've said here before, you can't buy Donald Trump, not for a dollar, not for $1 million. Not for $100 million.
He's extremely stubborn. That's a good thing when it comes to fighting.
He's his own man. But I would urge people who want to help Trump. There is one legitimate PAC out there, the Committee for American Sovereignty. I know those folks. They're honest, hardworking people. They're not going to steal the money in overhead or in rich consultant fees. But this Great America PAC run by Ed Rollins is a scam. It's a fraud.
Is Benton still sneaking around over there?
Give the money directly to Trump. That's the best thing to do.
Sure. I mean, is Benton still sneaking around in there?
Well, he supposedly now has disassociated himself. You refer to Jesse Benton, who sabotaged two Paul campaigns, the Ron Paul campaign.
There was no doubt. I watched it happen and held my tongue because it was bad.
Very, very sad. But since he was convicted of bribery in connection with the Ron Paul campaign only weeks ago, he seems to have dropped from sight, and they say he is no longer associated with Great America PAC. Just the fact that a convicted felon was there a week ago should be a concern for donors.
All right. Because I want to get to some calls here. They'll bring in some good wild card questions. I want to play this short clip, one of the new mini ads, because Americans' attention span's out of a goldfish now, exposing what happened with the rape cases. I just love what Trump's doing. Here it is.
I was very nervous. No woman should be subjected to it. It was an assault.
He starts to bite on my top lip, and I try to pull away from him.
Here we go again. Trump, make America great again. Make America free again is my slogan. I want to get to some calls. Amazing points here. Other points we should know about, other attacks. What keeps you up at night with concern? I know you're just too busy charging ahead, Roger Stone, but what else?
I'm not up at night with concern. I'm up at night because I'm excited. This is going to be a winning campaign. And I'm just grateful to stand outside the tent and do my own thing.
Did you talk to the next president of the United States this morning?
I did, in fact, call to congratulate him on this ad, which I think is spectacular. But beyond that, as you know, our conversations are proprietary and they're personal. Donald Trump is not scripted by anybody, certainly not.
I know that. I know that. But I tell you, you got to watch out because they figured out that you're definitely influential in there.
Trump can read. Good God. It's not as if the Clintons' record is unknown. All this information is out there. You've presented it for years, as have others.
Let me ask you a question because I've been out to dinner with you and stuff. You're in good shape, really good shape for your age. You send me emails and text messages at 2 a.m., 7 a.m., 6 a.m. I mean, I sleep 6, 7 hours. I got a lot of energy. You got so much energy. I mean, you are. I mean, I just hope everybody knows how hard Roger Stone's working. 7 days a week, you are doing stuff, man.
Well, it's a combination of exercise and eating right, and then, frankly, natural supplements like Brain Force. Look, I know they try to make us kooks because we believe that herbs and supplements can actually affect your physical and mental performance. But they do. Brain Force is a great product, and it works.
Well, sure, they said people were kooks.
Mental clarity. So, yeah, I believe in alternative medicine. I see an acupuncturist once a week for balance. Acupuncture has been around for 2,000 years. Western medicine has been around for roughly 200 years. Look, the adrenaline is flowing. As George C. Scott said when he was playing General Patton, a great line, he said, "God, I love war." This is a war for the future of the United States of America.
Yeah, it's a good war. It's an info war. They want to make it physical and shut our free speech up. I'm skipping the break because here's the deal. I may even do a whole show, 3 hours of dead air soon, 4 hours, to protest the censorship and Facebook and all the things that are coming out. So separate from Beck, though, isn't it amazing that Facebook, I mean, we know they do this in third world countries. They help, you know, the dictators and the communists. But to catch Zuckerberg, and here you are saying they, you know, they blacked you out. They erased your sites. You know, they blocked your sites on the Clinton's war on women. Oh, that was one of them they took down. And we just kind of like, yeah, that's what they do. This is outrageous. These people are authoritarians.
Well, look, I think they regret ever letting the Internet go forward. Life was so much easier for the establishment when they had three television networks and a couple national
newspapers. Senator Rockefeller said that before he left office, remember?
Yes, indeed. For example, if the Kennedy assassination were to happen today, there would have been so many cell phone cameras on the Dealey Plaza, it would be impossible to suppress the truth. But since you had one cameraman, and I think we both agree that his film was later altered.
Well, they admit it.
And they do admit it. It would no longer be possible. The truth can no longer be suppressed. That's why they keep talking about regulating the Internet. They don't want to regulate the Internet. They want to shut it down because patriots and everyone else can now communicate with each other.
And this is the famous fight. When Drudge was told last year by the Supreme Court Justice at a meeting, he said, "They're coming after everybody next year. They're coming after us. Now they've waxed Scalia. There's no doubt. They are moving. And this is a war, folks. This is it. And I think they're failing. I think because Trump arising during this time is such a powerful force with the presumptive nominee now, basically like Godzilla in front of us as our leader, and we're all turbocharging. It gives us all cover. We are routing these bastards."
Well, and just look, I've met a lot of tough guys in my day. I've never met anybody tougher than Donald Trump. The guy is he's courageous. He's bold. He knows he's taking his life in his hands when he goes out there, but he's decided that this is something he must do. I pray for him every day. I pray for his safety.
And by the way, he looks totally energized, doesn't he? I know you won't tell me the private stuff. I know he is energized, but I mean, he's really energized. He's loving this.
Well, and he's doing a West Coast swing here of states whose primaries really no longer matter. But because he wants to spread the word and show the flag, and he's going to campaign.
He's a fighter. He jumps out in front of all the communists when they block the road, just marches right in front of them, and like jumps down 5 foot culverts. I just love it.
Yeah, no, look, he's a leader. It's time for America to have a leader. Look, I thought Ronald Reagan was one of the greatest presidents in my lifetime, and I was honored to have a small role in his election. But this election is actually more important.
It's epic.
It's for all the marbles. This is the epic showdown between the globalists who are for the New World Order and those who believe in the Constitution as envisioned by the Founding Fathers. Not a living document, not something subject to change, meant exactly as it was written at the time.
Incredible. I want to go to phone calls. We've only got about 7 minutes left. Each quick questions from Carol and Joe and Bill and Tom and Elijah and others. I didn't plug this hour. I skipped breaks. I'm out of control. Buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products. I guess I plugged a little bit earlier, but the point is, sign up for the newsletter. We need your support. Spread the word. You see it now. They're censoring. They're attacking because we're like high noon to vampires, folks. They hate it. Support Roger Stone. Get his books. It's a war for your future. We love freedom. We love guns. We love private property. We love family. We love Americana, like Donald Trump. We're not perfect, but we don't have it out for the country. And they got us up off the bench, and we're ready to kick butt here. We've come here to kick butt and chew bubble gum. We're out of bubble gum, to quote another great patriot, Rowdy Piper. Let's talk to Carol in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Mr. Stone. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Excellent.
Before I ask my question, I've got to say, Brain Force is the bomb. I've got to say. I just started taking it.
Thank you. We went out and found out what the best, the safest nootropics are and made it super strong and inexpensive because I want to dominate the market. It's a no-brainer. It's a great nootropic. Don't take too many, though.
Oh, no. It's like the first, I'm telling you, in a half hour, I was like flat getting it on all eight. Let me tell you, I was.
Absolutely.
It's terrific. But here's my question. Now, Mr. Stone, if it were up to you, who do you think would be the best VP fit for Mr. Trump? Personally, I think that you or Jesse Ventura or Alex, you know, I think, you know.
Well, a little bird told me who he might like, but we can't say that on air today. I mean, he can know about who the front runners are. I mean, who knows? Who would be the good VP?
You know who I really like? A dark horse whose name you don't hear very much is Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama. I've known Jeff Sessions back to our days in the Young Republicans. Completely understands the immigration issue better than any other member of the U.S. Senate, has been a bold leader on that issue, very well thought of in the Congress, early supporter of Donald Trump. So that would be my emotional favorite. Now,
Senator Sessions, I'll also mark that down.
Trump may have to, you know, he may have to move beyond the Trump camp for a running mate, but if I were Trump and I were making this decision, he would certainly be one that I would have on my list.
There you go, ma'am. You heard it here first, Carol. Good question. Let's go ahead and go to Bill in Indiana. You're on the air with Roger Stone of StoneZone.com.
Yeah, Senator Jeff Sessions said that Trump's foreign policy is similar to Henry Kissinger. What do you think about that? And how come Trump
I didn't see that. He said Trump. He said that Hillary's coming after your guns and Trump's a nationalist. Where did he say that? Where did Senator Sessions say that his Trump's policy is like Kissinger's? Trump's policy is very opposite, like 150 degrees different, right, Roger?
I've never heard him say that. Look, Kissinger is discredited. Reagan proved that everything Kissinger and my mentor Nixon were trying to do was wrong. Détente, the idea that we could not beat the Soviets, it was impossible, therefore we had to give up ground and coexist. Reagan turned that on its ear. So to a certain extent, although Henry Kissinger is in his 90s and he falls asleep in the middle of most meetings, his entire foreign policy has been discredited. It's a new day. Trump has his own foreign policy.
Sure, sure. And just to be fair to the caller, I did look it up. Sessions said something like that on Fox News. We put the article up on screen. I don't know what Sessions meant by that, but I like Sessions.
I do, too. He's a great patriot.
Let's jam in a few more here. Joe in New Jersey, you're on the air with our guest, Roger Stone.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. My question is, what do you think about Hillary dropping out, health reasons, whatever?
Yeah, could she be indicted? Could she? Exactly. I mean, they've got other folks.
And then Joe Biden parachuting in.
Good question, Roger.
Certainly a possibility. Look, we're all on pins and needles waiting to see what the FBI director is going to say. I think it is highly unlikely that the Obama administration will prosecute Hillary Clinton. As much as I think Obama and Hillary do not like each other, I think they're in a Mexican standoff because they don't want to talk about what really happened in Benghazi and when the president really learned that our mission was under siege. They don't want to talk about the role of Valerie Jarrett and who actually made the decision to stand down. I've said before on this program and elsewhere that I believe if the FBI director, who's a good man, and a real law enforcement guy makes a recommendation for indictment, that Barack Obama will pardon Hillary Clinton, claiming that these were highly technical violations and there was no intent.
Well, I know you've got to go. You've been gracious to give us an hour. 70-second break. There's one question I forgot. I'll take 2 minutes. I'll tell you the question now and come back. Thank you, Roger. I was on the treadmill this morning, or the elliptical, and it was Fox News playing clips of you on, talking about helping the women that were raped, you know, go on a tour. They were implying that you guys had paid them off to make up lies. I wanted to respond to that because it's obviously bull. They settled the cases before he ever said this. They're persecuting these women. Obviously, we need to put them on the road to expose the rape.